B-Pod Studios.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon.
Management of Beasley Media Group would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to,
yeah,
but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Probably a good reason.
Yeah, I guess they claim to have a good. Hey, everybody! Stan and Haney.
Oh God, what a day!
You're not kidding.
What are you talking about? You don't know.
It's been Hell Week.
I'm talking about. You know, I used to like Thursdays because you could start feeling the end of the week coming, and I'm glad he's in here. You feel the end of the week coming, and you think, okay, the weekend's here today. We'll have, like, the question of the week.
Yeah, only one more day to go.
But it has been, my Thursdays have been permanently hampered due to the digital meeting. Another one today.
And it's all him, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's all
it's all him.
Marvin. It's all Marvin's fault. Another, and of course, my time is valuable. I have very valuable time. They have this thing at 1 o'clock. He's running late because I think he had some kind of appointment somewhere.
He had an appointment?
I guess so. I don't know where he was
at. Well, I heard John Ross kicked his ass. You want us to help you? Because he don't bother us.
Did he? What, did he do something to him?
Yeah.
Marvin. Get on the...
I'm not doing it. That's what he said.
Speak.
He's shaking his head no.
Is that true? What? You can.
You got. Were you bullied by the other radio station?
Were you? You were bullied.
Do you want us to kick somebody's ass for you?
Did they? Did they at any time get physical with you? Oh, but I've seen it.
But they were mean to you.
What? Did they were mean to Dave? What happened to Dave? I told you that there was an altercation out there with him.
Yeah, it's
I don't know. All I understand is there was something to do with banners.
Yeah.
And that the other radio station was mad that while they were playing games like parking their truck in front of our van.
What they call in the business grabassery.
Yeah. While they're doing that, we're sitting here hanging with Godsmack. And it made them very upset and they took it out on Marvin.
Dave, because Marvin, are you going to acknowledge that or not? What's yes or no?
No, they were just mad. That's all it was.
They were mad.
Did Dave protect you?
Did Dave protect you?
Yeah, he did.
What
yeah,
happened with Marvin and the other radio station?
I don't know a whole lot. I know that...
You were there all effing day long.
Well, Stan, I'm talking to...
Well, there was one of Dave, and they had like 15 people for the other radio station.
Mm-hmm,
And they were all dressed in matching outfits.
Yes,
which really upset Marvin because he's like, I want that.
Yeah.
And we won't do that. Okay? So just get that through your head. That's not happening ever again.
You know what? We're not the Swiss Family Robinson.
Yeah.
I don't know if that meant anything.
You know what?
We're not the Von Trapp family.
Marvin, the way you got to look at it is you look at it and who would win in a street fight. And you come out on top of that because you got Dave and then you got 15 pussies.
Yeah, you're looking around acting like jerks.
And they're all dressed alike.
And I think we knew most of them, and they are.
The most humiliating thing you can do to a radio staff is make them all dress up alike and hang banners.
Yep.
Meanwhile, we're hanging in the studio in our regular sloppy t-shirt with the band.
Yeah.
That's how you do rock radio.
And we went backstage.
And went backstage.
Rock radio is not about being professional bannering people.
Although, about rocking.
Although, is it true they got a photo booth?
They do.
What do you mean a photo booth? Hold on, what do we got? So people can go in the photo booth and take pictures?
Yeah.
Get the strip pictures
We only got one tent. They got two.
Ooh.
It's a digital photo booth.
And what do you do? Climb in there and then it takes your picture and then it pops out the side?
Nope. It uploads directly to socials.
Social. Well,
how come we're not talking about that in the meetings? How come we're not being told we're getting a photo booth?
Are we going to get another tent so we can really show them?
I don't know.
That has nothing to do with digital.
That's a Beasley question.
Well, let me tell you something. Everything you saw yesterday on their part has nothing to do with success.
Nothing. Although I like that whole photo booth. I like that.
Is it cost effective, though?
I don't know. Is it cost effective? It is, because it goes right up to your social media, which you love.
That doesn't speak well of you, then. Why haven't you fought for your own photo booth?
Precisely! I want one! You fought for that?
Yep.
So you think that success has nothing to do with what we do. It would be a photo booth and an extra tent, and then we're ready.
How much does that photo booth cost?
About $400.
That's it?
It's a rental?
No, you just buy it.
You buy it for $400.
That can't be very good.
Is it cheap looking?
It's pretty decent.
I'd like to see a picture of one of these photo booths.
And that's even worse. So $400 is holding you back from what you want to do.
$400.
I say we go, we blast past the photo booth and have our own adult bounce house everywhere we go.
Get me Brad on the phone.
It's actually $649.
$649. Where is it?
Oh, that's cheap.
That's impressive. That's junk. I thought it was like the old kind that you get at the arcade.
That's a piece of crap. I'd be embarrassed to have that.
Yeah, don't order that. Good move, Brad.
Yeah. What are you thinking, Marvin?
Jeez, that's our. You just went and said that's our next step forward. Show me a big picture of something. That's it. That's what it is.
Well, you know what we used to do in the old days. Hookers and blow.
Yeah.
That is a guaranteed crowd pleaser.
Yeah. That'd bring him in.
Now, think about it. Marvin, you ever been to New York City?
I have twice.
Did you get your picture taken with a Danuta?
Nope.
You refused?
Oh, come on.
They had to have approached you.
I don't take pictures with no strangers.
They have.
He learned that growing up in kindergarten.
They have these ladies in Times Square. Did you see them?
Mm-hmm.
And
they're
a lot
bacon.
Of, and they're virtually nude, but they're painted up in red, white, and blue. You get a couple of whores, you paint them up like K-Rock, and people will be lined up
oh,
around
right
the
on!
To get their picture
right
taken
on!
With them. $400, a lot less than that.
Oh, you weren't at the digital meeting. The front office don't like that.
What?
That anything that has anything to do with sex.
What are you talking about? Because they pushed that crap
I
on
understand
us.
That.
We lost good friends over there friggin' sending people to a brothel.
I know. Yeah.
And now they're saying don't do it.
Correct.
Do you understand that, Marvin? Very good friends of ours. We lost them because K-Rock sent a guy to a brothel. And now they're saying, oh, no.
That's unacceptable now in today's digital age.
What the... Why do you think half the people own a digital device?
Hey, I gotta, please, guys.
Marvin, I don't like you.
All right,
but
I accept that.
If somebody from another station threatens you, you tell me, because right. I'm allowed to not like you, but they're not, okay?
All right, fair
so
enough,
anybody
that's
bothers
fair.
You, you come tell us, and we'll take care of it.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
I'll be damned if we're going to sit here and take any more crap from the likes of John Effing Ross.
Yeah, no kidding. Did that for like a decade.
How
not
does he
do
have
anymore.
A job?
I don't know.
What does he do?
Nothing.
Do you know what he does, Marvin? Did you work over there?
I'm not going to speak on
did
that.
Did you work over there?
I did.
And he was there then?
Yep.
Was he doing the same thing there?
I think so.
Where he shows up wearing a suit, acts all important, but nothing ever gets done?
No comments.
Okay. All right.
Please. Enough of this. Let's
and I don't have
Haney,
anything personal
please.
Against the guy, but when I hear he's out there acting like an 18-year-old intern playing tricks with banners.
Please.
Enough.
Please. Let's,
enough.
Let's cool our heads prevail. Let's take this time out.
Okay. You know, it wasn't too long ago that I couldn't wear today's more revealing styles, the old housewives bulge. Listen, I felt bad being heavy. And then just about the time I was about to call it quits, I heard about Holiday Spas. They've got a modern way to get you back to the trim shape you want to be in. Call the people at Holiday Spas, and then go burn your girdle.
All right, we're back.
Yeah.
The
thanks.
The
probably,
housewife bulge.
I probably got a little out of control there.
Yeah, you did.
But when
I'm glad
I hear
took
about
that
these
break.
Things...
I understand.
There's no... We're
I don't disagree with you.
We are all supposed to be professionals. Don't act like teenagers.
Yeah,
For Christ's sake.
Let's take this time out.
Do you want to look your age?
I'm perfectly happy being 39. I just don't want to look any older. So I moisturize at night. Noxzema and nighttime work for me.
I moisturize with medicated Noxzema every night because at 34, well, you know.
Yesterday, I had to prove that I was over 21. So you can see why I like Noxzema as a nighttime moisturizer.
Tomorrow is the best reason to moisturize with Noxzema tonight.
All right. Welcome back. Well, you know.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you stepping in there,
yes.
buddy, and taking a break. But it is sincere.
Yes.
I'm kind of kidding around.
Yeah.
But I'm not kidding around when I say straighten up.
Yep.
We all got a job to do.
Yep. You
and
know
you're,
what?
You're impressing no one.
I think those are the wisest words that you said during the whole thing. Stop. Hey, other radio station. Stop trying to impress someone because it's not working.
And Marvin is a tiny little twink.
Yep.
Don't pick
just
on him.
Just an elfin little guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, little sprite.
Yep. you're like five times his size.
Yeah.
Don't pick on him.
No, he's been known to do that.
But I did make it clear I don't like him.
And that's within your, you know, That's your opinion. That's within your right.
But as long as he's a K-rocker, I have to have his back.
Absolutely.
I won't defend his actions.
No, but you'll have his back.
Yeah, I have to.
Because he's a K-rocker.
Yep.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Have the grab bag here for you in just a second. Also, the 4 o'clock safe word. We're going to give you a chance to win a prize today. Also, our question of the week from the Absolute Law text line. $50 says the grifter threw Marvin under the bus. I wouldn't doubt it. Dave was talking. I just was talking to
Dave was a one-man army.
He's talking tough outside. I don't see anything that was done.
No, of course not.
talking tough afterwards.
You know what? I sincerely hope that people enjoy the show. They may not agree with everything that we say.
Yeah.
But I hope they appreciate the fact that it exists. I was talking to someone who works for another Beasley station.
Yeah.
And they were talking about why they came here. They'd been working in California. And he said, yeah, I knew it was time to get out of there. And it was a big radio company.
Mm-hmm.
You would know it. I'm not going to say it, but it would be familiar to you. And they put out a corporate memo that under no circumstances, and this is back when it happened.
Yeah.
Under no circumstances are you to make fun of Bruce / Caitlyn Jenner. This is not
forbidden.
This is not a laughing matter.
Nope.
You should not mention it at all.
Right.
Unless you're going to say something nice.
Right.
Courageous and brave.
Yep. And still shoots from the men's tees. Grab bag.
This is really... I think we've lost California.
Of course we have. And a lot of conservatives are moving out of California into Texas to turn that lib.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of the libs are moving to Texas.
I know. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
And the very thing that made them leave, they take with them.
Yep. And start trying to turn that state.
And everybody's all up in arms. Oh, why? It must be a societal problem. Why so much homelessness and terrible things in California? You've been running the place. Why don't you tell us?
Yep. Everybody knows Joaquin Phoenix is coming out with that Joker movie.
Did you hear about this?
I saw the trailer.
No, I mean what's going on around the movie in real life.
What?
They are, in some cases, having armed security at any screening of that movie because they're convinced that kooks are going to attack some screening of the Joker.
Here is a look. I put this together this morning.
You did?
Yeah. It's a look at TV and movie people that have played the Joker. And
the great Cesar Romero.
Well, that's number one, and I still believe the best. Here's Cesar Romero, Jack Nicholson, Heath Ledger, Mark Hamill, and Joaquin Phoenix, all playing the Joker. And yes, Cesar Romero, the best.
The Joker, that clown prince of crime. The Joker outwits Batman.
Jack, maybe we can cut a deal.
Jack is dead, my friend. You can call me Joker.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's put a smile on that face.
The Joker.
Let the good times roll.
Murray, one small thing. When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
Send in the clown.
Yeah, the is Cesar Romero. For those of you that don't know who he is, and the circumstance where he wound up playing the Joker on the Batman TV series.
And worked side by side with our dear friend Frank Gorshin.
Yes.
He was the Riddler.
Cesar Romero was a big, big Latin lover movie star of the 40s and 50s. Mr. Suave, Mr. Cool. 1960s come around, and they're trying to cast for the TV show Batman, and they wanted to get recognizable stars. And they said, well, Cesar Romero, he's an older guy. I wonder if he'd be willing to do this.
Still got something left in the tank.
And they heard his laugh as the Joker. They loved it and said to Cesar Romero, the Latin lover, you got to get rid of the mustache. So
that
we
hurts.
Can put the white paint on.
Oh, that hurts.
He said, I either keep the mustache or I don't do the role. So if you look at pictures of Cesar Romero playing the Joker, he's got the white face on, but he still has his mustache.
Oh, yeah.
And they got all the white paint on it.
I mean,
legendary.
If you've ever heard the story of Samson and Delilah, you know why that mustache
yep.
could never go.
One of the all-time greats.
What is De Niro doing? He's done it again.
Yeah, he's a pain in the ass. Just stick to acting.
Have you seen...
As Laurence Olivier once said, he said, the biggest problem with actors is they're all dumb.
Oh.
They can go and go into their fantasy world, as he did. He was the greatest of all time.
But they're very good at memorization.
Good at memorization, good at playing somebody else, but they're not the brightest bulbs out there.
Well, they don't know who they are.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you see, though...
Look at him right there. There he is.
Oh, the great Cesar Romero.
Yep.
Did you see this new Jimmy Hoffa movie, the trailer?
Yes, I have. It looks spectacular. Joe Pesci came out of retirement to go and do the Scorsese film. I guess it's going to be Netflix.
Yeah, it comes out in theaters on November 1st, and then November 29th, it's live on Netflix.
Yep, it looks super good, and they did computer aging
That's
on them.
That's what I was going to say, because this had a very large budget.
Huge budget.
And you look at the pictures where they're doing the film festival circuit and all of the guys get up there and get their picture taken, they are old men.
Look at they did it to De Niro.
They did it to all of them.
Yes, Pesci, all of them, to age them through the movie.
Where this looks like it could have come out in the 80s.
Correct. It's the biggest use. They've used it in other movies, but it is the biggest use of that technique.
No, this looks like the whole movie is where Scorsese said, boy, I could do this movie if I had De Niro, Pacino in their prime. Oh, well, why the hell not?
He puts them. And they can age through the movie. And they do it based on getting photographs and film of when they were younger, doing the whole facial structure thing.
Is that cheating?
Yes, it is. But it's good cheating. It conveys an image.
Harvey Keitel is friggin' 80,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I know he is. And they make him look young.
But what they do...
I know. They make him young.
Because they're alive, probably no one will say anything about it. But they could have done this movie without him. And what you end
not
up
really.
With, what you end up with, is not 80-year-old actors. You end up with the image of Academy Award winner.
They need to
registered
know
registered trademark. Copyright.
They need to know how they look now, because if you see the trailer, they have them at their current age. They have them with some of the characters when they're older. And they have them when they're young. They need the actor at his current age to sync up with a younger picture of them. They still have to be on the set acting, but the computer process youngs them up a little bit based on its memory of how they looked when they were younger.
Why couldn't you just find someone, and you can do it, measure the head, measure the width of the nose and all that?
I would assume that's coming. But you still essentially, you say, is it cheating? You still essentially have the actor reading his lines, doing the scenes, interacting with others. They just apply, just like how they do on HDTV with some of the news anchors, even in town locally. They soften their looks.
Hmm. I will say I was pretty impressed, and I've only seen the trailer, but I was pretty impressed with Ray Romano.
Yeah, they're all good. It's Scorsese. He gets the people he wants, and they do a great job. Look what he did for Jerry Lewis.
Mr. Lewis.
Yes. We've had drunk Trump. What about wasted Trump? You know, a little bit of the ganj.
And now C-SPAN presents highlights from the joint press conference.
The whole thing is a scam. The Mueller deal was a scam. The Russian collusion was a scam. You can ask Putin, but nobody's been tougher on Russia than Donald Trump. Okay.
This has been C-SPAN's coverage of the joint press conference.
Do the exact same thing
yeah.
to Nancy Pelosi
yeah.
and watch the headlines.
Yep. Yep. Oh, Haney, you'll love this. We both have had little girls. They're all grown up now. An adorable little girl is talking to her dad because she put on Yipstick and she bought it at the Home Depot.
I was putting some Yipstick on.
So you put, what'd you put on?
Yipstick on.
Whose was that?
It was my Yipstick.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Did you ask anybody if you could put it on?
I asked myself.
Did you see how it looked?
Yeah.
If you could describe it, how would you describe it?
Like mom's, and she pretended it's hers.
So whose lipstick is that?
Mine.
You bought it?
Yeah.
Where'd you buy that?
I bought it from Home Depot.
Just adorable.
What a good girl.
Oh. This...
You know what? I just want to get up right now and let's take her for some ice cream. What do you say, Stan? She's a good girl.
We had the Tide Pod thing.
And you know what? She doesn't know how bad things are.
No, she doesn't. These dares. Tide Pod thing. What else was out there? Stupid things that the kids are doing.
Where people would dump water on themselves
yeah.
or something?
Here we go.
Oh, was it ice or water that they were dumping
bucket,
on themselves? Yeah, that's it.
Six idiots are taking part in a new drinking game.
That's three too many.
Here's how you play the drinking game. And he'll have the video here for you. I got the sound. You pour Sambuca into your hair. And I mean lather it in there. Light it on fire. Your hair. And then you do a shot. And while your hair is on fire, you then lean over and pass the fire to the hair of the guy sitting next to you, and then you can douse it out. And you go around the table, everybody's lighting their hair on fire, doing Sambuca shots.
Oh, smell. Bobby, hurry up! Light him first! Go, go, go! Light!
Am I lit?
Yeah, you're lit! Yes, good!
Queen!
There was a level of panic. I'm not
used
to it.
That's asinine.
It's asinine.
And so what's the purpose of this?
I don't know. It's just their new game.
So it's recreational.
Yes.
There's nothing to be gained
nope.
from this.
Get drunk.
Other than their inherent amusement.
Yeah, drunk and burnt hair and possibly worse.
Yeah. Who could imagine doing a drinking game revolving around fire? Hey, let's do some shots, and then we're going to set ourselves on fire. What could happen?
Someone on Facebook Marketplace has been trying to sell a limousine made out of two 1993 Ford Festivas.
Well, it happens.
They welded it together.
At least they admit it.
Yep. Does anybody remember?
We knew one lady that had a car that was welded together.
That was a Mercedes.
Yep.
Anybody remember the Festiva?
Welcome a totally new kind of Ford to the street.
Hey.
Front-wheel drive Ford Festiva. Small outside, big inside, with 42 standard features.
It's a Ford. It's a Festiva.
Boy, I bet that sold a lot of cars.
Yeah. How about those Tampa Bay Rays? Home run frenzy against the A's. They advance in the playoffs.
Diaz with the ball. Well hit to right field. Laureano back. He looks up, and that one is gone. Yandy Diaz opens the top of the first with a solo home run. And Garcia hits a rocket out to center field. That ball is smoked. Canna looks up. That one is gone. The second homer of the game by the Tampa Bay Rays, and it's 3-0 for the visitors. Same swing, same ball, same result. Yandy Diaz did it again. Pham with a drive out to center field. Canna on the move at the track, looking up, and that one is gone. The fourth of the night by the Rays, and it's 5-1 Tampa.
Yeah, why wouldn't either the pitcher himself or the manager suggest to him, don't throw that pitch? It's not working tonight.
There's a few other pitchers in there.
You probably shouldn't throw that pitch again.
Haney and I both agree Martin Short is funny. He was a guest of
absolutely.
He was a guest of David Spade on Lights Out and decided to turn the table on David Spade.
What, did he do a glick on him?
Martin Short, Maya Rudolph. Right? Are you going to stand for this?
Yeah.
We'll sit when we laugh.
Okay. I knew it was a bad idea.
Hey, David, I have a question.
Yes.
So you put the laughs in later.
Later.
By the way, you're still on the road to Steve Martin, right?
Yes, I am.
I saw that show. It was great.
Thank you very much. We have a joke about you in the show. We show a picture of Elizabeth Warren, and I, as the Jiminy Glick puppet, said, I had no idea David Spade was transitioning.
I like jokes about me. They're fun.
Really good.
Thank you. Well, that's the kind of thing you'd hope from the monologue.
Yeah, I know.
Grab bag brought to you by Pewter Mug North.
When you have been doing it for as long and successfully as Marty Short has... You can say what you want.
Yes, you can, and he's one of the best of all time. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. We're going to take a break. We're going to be coming back a little bit later on today.
I might watch that because I love Maya Rudolph, too.
We're going to give you a chance to win our question. I know exactly who she is.
You know who our mother is.
Who's her mother?
You don't know?
I probably do. Trigger my memory.
You remember the song Loving You?
Yeah.
By Minnie Riperton?
That's her mom?
That's her mother.
She was like 7 octaves.
Yep. Take that, Mariah Carey. You're not the first.
96K Rock. Telephone number into the studio. This is the time now to call. You don't take phone calls during the news or when we're doing the grab bag and somebody sits on the phone for, 20 minutes and we don't get to you. We set aside a special time right now. If you'd like to talk to us, 277-9600. Tell us whatever's on your mind. We used to call it the soapbox. This was a chance for you to sound off and tell us what's on your mind. Make some suggestions, make some comments, observations, and we'll take your phone calls. 277-9600. In about 30 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to get two lucky Stan and Haney listeners to go head-to-head on what you would eat for breakfast. Haney was talking about it the other day, about eating stuff for breakfast, and there was a poll out. And we'll see who's more accurate in what you would eat for breakfast. And then later on today, our question of the week. Tomorrow. Shark Girl's coming in. Matter of fact, I talked to her earlier today. Dave on Friday usually comes in like he always does, sits on that duff. But we try to get him engaged into the show one way or another. And we've tried stunts.
Saying basically to justify his presence.
Correct. We've tried stunts, and he gets himself hurt, and maybe, you know, a 45-year-old man doesn't need to be doing that kind of stuff. Then he likes to pride himself on eating the most ridiculous food items, but we realized in the past couple of weeks that, you know, he can't even eat a Twinkie or a pickled egg.
Stan, he drank his own vomit last week.
He did that because he was in a frenzy and he paid the price. So our friend Shark Girl, a beautiful lady, talented lady, said, I can come down to the radio station this coming Friday, tomorrow, have Dave sit on that duff.
He doesn't have to do anything.
Doesn't have to do anything, but I'm going to bring down all of my cosmetics. Your eyeliner, your lipstick, your foundations, your powders and creams and lotions and shadows. And give Dave a true makeover. Kind of like what they do on, like, what Oprah used to do. And they bring the old hag backstage and then they give her a haircut and put some makeup on her and everybody applauds.
Mm-hmm.
Put a dress on her that's not so clingy. And then talk about how beautiful she looks. We're going to do that on tomorrow's show. And it will be filmed, I'm told. We will have a camera that Marvin is going to supply.
You know, I feel bad. I probably shouldn't have told Marvin that I don't like him.
You were speaking from the heart, weren't you?
Yes, I was. But
What do you think you should have said?
You think that was too harsh, Rob?
What? I don't like you, but yeah. It's okay if I don't like you. Nobody else can't not like you.
Yeah.
I mean, from the competition.
Yeah, it did. It just came out. But I don't like him.
It felt like you would protect him. And so I think he needs that. He is a little guy.
It was you were very protective of him. You don't have to somebody to be protective of
Rob him. Is not the biggest guy in the world, but he towers over Marvin.
Yeah, he does. Well,
you feel dominant when he's around, don't
I
you?
Do, but he also wears very tight pants.
Like, oh, don't even.
I don't know how good he is at fighting because I don't think he can kick or do anything.
Yeah, no.
It's that new kid thing. They all wear, like, a junior.
Girls' jeans?
Used to wear a girl's stretch
jean. I got a brother
jean.
That does that. It's
that is so ridiculous. I don't get where they're coming from. High water, tight stretch jeans that cup the ass.
They would have received such a beatdown at my school.
Yes. They would have gotten their ass kicked. Now, apparently, that's the style, and don't you dare go and complain about it.
But you know what? You can say, oh, that's terrible. They would have been bullied. But most people don't get bullied forever. They get bullied until they stop acting like a jackass.
Yes.
And it fixes them.
It toughens them up.
Yep.
That's what I always used to say when I was bullying kids in school.
Yep. Doing them a favor.
You know,
helping them out.
You'll thank me later.
Yep.
You'll thank
and
me
you
later.
You know what? With the exception of Hobomb, I bet they do.
You know what? I'm going to set the record straight here.
That's always dangerous.
There's an image that has been painted of me that when I was a kid, I picked on kids. I didn't.
You picked on Hobomb.
I picked on Hobomb. There were two people. There were two people I picked on, but I wasn't the only one. There were two standouts. David Howard, who was Hobomb. That was a piece of work right there. That was what a
real beauty.
And the other one was a kid by the name of Stephen Griswold. Both of them had serious issues. Now, I don't know if they were mental issues. I don't think so. They tested out so that they could be in the normal school.
So it was more emotional issues.
They were emotional issues. They were the oddballs. And
were they what we used to refer to as Wallies?
Yes. Yes. And don't get me wrong. Every school has their group of Wallies that are just plain idiots. And from time to time, they get picked on. But like you just said, and that's why it triggered this thought of mine. you get picked on for something that you're wearing or a way that you are acting that doesn't fit in with the social norms of the school you're in, you learn from that and you snap out of it.
Yeah, we didn't celebrate your diversity. We helped you to fit in.
To conform.
Yes.
And for most kids, when I was going to high school in the 70s, they conformed.
And kids back then understood that diversity is not our strength.
Right. That was the mindset. People want to know, oh, you guys are dinosaurs. How can you think? That's the way we were raised, and it was a good way. But Holbaum and Grizzer, no matter what you did, no matter what you did, what you said, they just didn't snap out of it. And it was so bad that both of them had to be taken out of the public schools and moved somewhere else.
And I know that's got to bother you because that means you failed as a bully.
I did fail. I worked really hard at it, too.
And you tried your best.
I was well-liked in school. Looking back on it, I probably owe both of them an apology.
Why? Just because you failed?
I just tried. Yes. And, you know, you tried.
You didn't try hard enough, Stan.
Try to get them to fit.
You know what? You were too soft on them.
And let me explain what I mean by this. And I've said part of these things before. Holbaum. I'm going to give you two examples. Holbaum and Grizzer. Holbaum was like a little twinkle toes. Now, I don't know that he was gay. He didn't know he was gay. Because boys...
But these days, would you have thought?
Flamboyant.
Yeah.
But girls
Liberace
didn't...
type?
Girls didn't take notice of him, and boys didn't take notice of him either. So he was the kid in gym class.
Do you think he might, if he was around today, he'd be thinking about switching genders?
Oh, that's a whole other story I got to tell you. Let me get this out, and then I got to tell you what, because our high school reunion's coming up.
Oh, geez.
Now, what? That's a whole other deal, and it's been a long one. What is it, 40-year high school reunion? Yeah, 40-year high school reunion. Well, hold on. But Holbaum, and this was everyday thing with him, gym class back in those days was pretty strict. You had to have gym clothes. You had to have T-shirts,
yeah,
shorts.
Yeah, you had to dress out.
Dress out. You had to have white socks and sneakers. Holbaum was the one that would show up for gym class and have a V-neck T-shirt on, Bermuda shorts, black socks, and leather shoes. And the group would all come out of the locker room, and the gym teacher would look at him and go, "What? What the? Okay, you're gonna Holbaum." He didn't call him Holbaum, but I did. Holbaum, you're gonna have to take off those shoes because it's gonna scuff up the basketball court. And then, of course, everybody in there, yeah, come on, Holbaum, take off those shoes. And so he gets all trembly, and then he was in his stocking feet, which was bad enough for him. And then the gym teacher said, well, we're going to do... Remember the Presidential Council on Physical Fitness? He said, what we're going to do right now, we're going to start this. I need everybody to loosen up. You're going to jog 3 times around the basketball court just to loosen yourself up so you don't pull anything. And we'd be all around jogging. And I'm looking across the gym in the circle going around the basketball court. And I'm looking at Holbaum in his black stocking feet and V-neck T-shirt. He's not jogging. He's skipping. Zoop-a-doo-da-doop-a-doo-da-doop-a-doo. And then, of course, okay, it was pull-up time. Now, granted, you do pull-ups. Not everybody could do. You know, if you got 2 or 3 done, there were some there that did 15 of them. Holbaum couldn't do 1. Then it was the rope climbing. And the gym teacher showed you. You get your foot around the rope. Use it as almost a lift for you and climb up the rope. Some could get all the way up. Some couldn't. Some made it to the rafters of the gym and right back down. Holbaum couldn't get his feet on the thing, got him tangled up in his feet. He's about an eighth of a way up there crying, I can't do this. Grizzer was, he'd come to school with his breakfast spilled all over the front of his shirt, and he hadn't shampooed his hair in like a week, so it was all oily and greasy, and like a comb hadn't been through the thing, and he's got like egg on the front of his shirt,
visible egg,
yeah. And it was ridiculous. Hey, where are you after you graduate? What college are you going to go to? Quaker State.
Good one, Stan. Zingaroo.
But I got to tell you this: our 40th high school reunion is coming up, and they've got a. I'm not going to it. They got a Facebook page set up for the class of 80. To sign up, and then they keep you posted on the reunion. Hey, a lot of people do this. And so basically the new members on Facebook that are from your class sign on, hi, remember me, I'm Steve, I graduated in 80, I went on to do this, went on to do that. And then you hear the sad news that some of the people in your graduating class are no longer with you.
You mean they died?
They died. So I'm on the reunion page because it gives me the notice because it's one of my groups. I say, oh, there's a new notice on the Facebook page. I click it on. Hi, I'm Charlie. Graduated in 1980. Looking forward to the high school reunion. A lot of you might not recognize me. And he had a picture up there. I didn't recognize him. Yeah, hey,
I don't remember it,
hey,
Charlie.
Hey there, buddy. I don't know who you are. We had a very small graduating class. I don't remember you. Many of you may have remembered me as Sarah. Sarah had a not just decide to do a Caitlyn Jenner and keep everything there, but decide to dress the opposite sex. She went through the whole thing.
Ringer.
Like a chastity bono.
Had one built.
I always remember her in high school because she was the homely looking girl. Very homely, very plain, never wore makeup, didn't have, you know, that high school girl figure. Was in a lot of, you know, non-activity stuff.
Non-activities?
You know, she wasn't a cheerleader. She wasn't on the field hockey team.
In the non-activities.
She was in a lot of non-activities. But a brainiac. Really smart. She was one of the ones that when the principal had to go and lecture all of us for the violence and crime at the prom, he said, this isn't for every...
The other
right.
One.
I mean, I said, good-looking guy. But I don't remember going to school with you. Sarah. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, Sarah didn't look so good, but, you know what? Charlie looks like a man's man.
Yeah, got himself a beard, wears the old flat cap, picture taking the arms folded.
Oh, yeah, they all have to have beards.
Yeah, he had a beard.
Oh, that's the first thing they do.
Very well groomed, too, I might
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, very sharp.
You see one well groomed, be careful. This right here is what a man looks like.
Well...
You see them where you can tell they've been doing detail work with the razor?
Yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah. Take a break. Give me a chance to win when we come back. Stan and Haney.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. I got, by the way, 21 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word could get you a thou. We're going to play a game here in just a second so that you can win.
I just ran across a real beauty, by the way.
Who?
I was just checking the headlines.
Yeah.
Woman in Polk County was caught running a medical practice despite having no training.
Right.
She ran a weight loss center called Drop It Like It's Hot.
And was her name Pat?
No. Her name was Jessie.
Oh.
And she somehow acquired a laser to do facials and mole removal and wrote prescriptions. And so eventually they sent in a couple of undercover guys and they caught her. And she went to jail. And I guess she just doesn't get along well with others because shortly after gouging an inmate's eyes out, she let it be known that she would like to have her husband murdered so he couldn't testify against her and, you know, child custody issues. It would just be better for her if he were out of the way.
Yeah.
And they caught her on that.
Okay.
But the press conference was awesome because Sheriff Grady Judd gets up there and he goes, I'm telling you, this woman is stupid. She is dumb. How dumb? She got to have a brain about the size of a pea.
Yeah. And she also she just started out wanting to help people.
Well, she wanted to make money.
Yes.
Because after she got caught the first time, they gave her probation and said, don't do it again. So then she opened up another business under a different name.
You're well aware, and it was a couple of times it's been popped down in Bonita where a guy in his private home would have a dentist office.
Yep. Have they got any sound of him?
There, let's see.
That could be way too long, but see if we can get the highlights.
People fraudulently practice medicine.
Yeah, there she is.
Here's our suspect. This is the person we have under arrest.
Can you make it a little louder?
Her name is Jessie Lopez.
There we go.
She's currently charged with 6 felonies, and they are unlicensed practice of healthcare profession. Other charges are criminally pending. But let me give you the background. This is a joint investigation that we're working with the DEA and the Florida Department of Health. They called us into this investigation to assist them. What we've determined is Jessie Lopez says she's a RN, a registered nurse. She's got plaques and certifications all within this building. But I draw to your attention, Dr. Drop It Like It's Hot. Isn't that a place that you just think of going to the doctor? Dr. Drop It Like It's Hot? Well, a lot of people did. It was a weight loss clinic. In fact, some of my colleagues at the sheriff's office were victimized here as well as many other reputable people in the community. But they're victims, and we're not going to use their names. But at the end of the day, Jesse is under arrest. She's under arrest because she said she's a registered nurse. I call her a CRN instead of RN. CRN means criminal right now. That's what she is.
I love Grady Judd.
Now, in addition to that, guess what? She also is working with a medical doctor. He's under criminal investigation at this time, and we'll release his name to you as well. In fact, he just walked in here a few minutes ago. I don't know if y'all have any photographs of him or not, but he showed up at his doctor's office. We don't have arrest warrants for him now, but certainly he's the focus of the investigation. So you might ask yourself, self, why is he under investigation? Well, you see that sign there? It says, supervised by obesity board-certified doctor. He's also certified in endocrinology, according to his business card, and cardiology. Our hope is at the conclusion of this investigation, we can also put that he's certified in visiting the county jail.
Okay. That's how you do, Sheriff.
I like
right
that,
there.
Sheriff. Let's see. I got phones on lockdown. Let's give you a chance to win. I'll take them randomly. I'll take the calls cold, Rob. You're each going to get a shot at this. And I've got a percentage, and I want you in within 3% of either side to get a prize. I'll give you the category here in a second. prizes up for grabs if you nail it. Busch Gardens Hollow Scream, now through November 2nd, Busch Gardens, Tampa. This is really cool, especially if you're a Metallica fan. Metallica and the San Francisco Symphony have a film out called S&M 2, which, of course, their early album, S&M. It's coming to cinemas worldwide for one night only, and that's Rocktober 9th. And the Silver Spot Cinemas in Naples is showing it.
Oh, that's a nice place.
We've got tickets for this. The show includes many of the songs from the original S&M album, plus new songs recorded last month with the symphony at the Chase Center in San Francisco. These are nice tickets. It's a great motion picture. We have them for you. Also, we have $50 to the pewter mug, and we have Stan and Haney Babaku Saw. Haney was doing the story earlier. The other day, it's National Pizza Month. And I went and I said, oh, my mom used to eat pizza for breakfast. Do you? And what other foods do you eat for breakfast that normally aren't classified as breakfast foods? I have the numbers. I have the percentages. I have the foods. We'll take your calls, 277-9600. I will give you a food. And you tell me, within 3% of either side, what percentage of people would eat this for breakfast? Each of you will get your own. Let's play Would You Eat It? Phone lines are released now, 277-9600. We'll get through as many calls as we can. Each of you will get your food. You tell me what percentage of Americans say, yeah, got no problem eating that for breakfast. Ahoy, who's this? There's our phones working great. Ahoy, who's this?
How you doing, Mike?
Mike, you ready for yours?
Sure.
All right, you need to be within 3% either side of what the survey says. Eating foods right. For breakfast. What percentage of people do you think... Get your phone away from the air conditioning vent there, buddy.
Sorry.
That's all right, buddy. What percentage of people do you think would eat chocolate cake for breakfast? Percentage of people that would eat chocolate cake for breakfast?
17%.
17%? Way off.
Higher.
Way off.
Higher.
Way higher. Higher. Way higher. I'll give you the percentage because we got a bunch of these to go through. 82% of the people surveyed said, yeah, got no problem eating chocolate cake for breakfast. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tim.
Tim, you ready for yours?
I'm ready.
What percentage of people in this survey said they would have no problem? I don't think I have a problem with it. Eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for breakfast. Got to be within 3% of either side to get the prize. What percentage of people said, yeah, I'll eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for breakfast?
75%.
Oh, so close. You missed it by one. I would have accepted 76 to 82%. The actual number was 79% of the people said, yeah, I'd have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for breakfast. Let's go to another one. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Rob.
Rob, you ready?
I'm ready.
You haven't won anything from us in the last 60, have you, Rob?
Nope.
All right. Based on the survey, what percentage of people would say, yeah, I'd have chicken strips and fries for breakfast?
85.
Wrong. Much lower than peanut butter and jelly and chocolate cake. 58% of people said, yeah, chicken strips and fries, I'll have it for breakfast. By the way, I went down this list with Dave the Waterman the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Got no problem with any of this.
No, I was going to say, this is really more a matter of, well, how hungry are you?
Right.
Time of day isn't going to matter if you're hungry and there's some kind of food there.
Yep. Says, fine. Let's go. These. Would you eat these for breakfast? Based on your current socioeconomic status. Get that clear. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Mike.
Mike, here's yours. What percentage of people would say, yeah, I'll have that for breakfast? Spaghetti.
Oof.
How many people said, yeah, you know what? I got no problem with that. I'll have spaghetti for breakfast.
I'll say 54.
I'm going to give it to you. You are pretty darn close. 56%. You're within the 3 percentage points. You got it, buddy. Nice job. What would you like?
I would really like the Metallica, because I've seen them 20 years ago at Madison Square Garden.
You're going to see him on the big screen again with the San Francisco Symphony.
But I'm going to go with the hollow screen.
What the hell? You just told me you wanted to see that.
I do, but I really want to go to the hollow screen, so...
So you want that one
more.
Well,
what he's saying is both were appealing.
Uh-huh.
But he
wants the Busch
Gardens.
And
then there was a brief Dark Night of the Soul where he had to wrestle with his decision.
All right, I'll give you the hollow screen.
Thank you, guys.
All right, hold on, brother. All right, they're gone. All right, got a few more here. We've got the Metallica. We've got Pewter Mug. We've got Barbecue Saw. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Adam.
Adam, here's yours. See, again, I don't have problems with this stuff. What percentage of people, Adam, said they'd have no problem having a hamburger for breakfast?
A hamburger?
Yep. You know, bun, burger, everything right on there.
I'm going to go 74%.
74%? No, you're off. Needed to go a little bit lower. 51%. Just a little more than half said, yeah, I'll have a hamburger for breakfast.
Cheeseburger is nature's perfect food.
Yeah. I mean, look, chocolate cake? Sure, I'll eat it for breakfast. Peanut butter and jelly? Yep. Chicken strips and fries? If they're fresh. I don't like a soggy fry. Spaghetti? Why not? You know what I liked as a kid? Used to make them spaghetti sandwiches. You ever try a spaghetti sandwich?
Yeah, not something I eat, but I wouldn't mind it.
Next time you go and order from the Italian place and you get spaghetti, ask for one of their Italian rolls. Just say throw it in there. You know, cut it open. Put the spaghetti in the roll, close it down, and eat it. I guarantee you, you'll love it.
You know, one of the greatest things I ever had was, you know, my Grammy, that's on my mom's side, was an excellent cook. But we went up and visited my dad's parents. We only went up there one time up there in Illinois.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Illinois. Well, she made a tremendous meatloaf. And my
meatloaf
dad,
sandwich?
Yep. And my dad was like, you like that meatloaf? Wait until tomorrow. And out came the meatloaf sandwiches. And oh,
they're spectacular.
My God.
A slice of good firm meatloaf.
Yep, exactly.
On two slices of white bread.
Yep.
Is phenomenal.
Heaven on earth.
Yep. All right, let's get another one in here. Let's see if we can get another winner. Ahoy, who's this?
Martin.
Martin, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good.
All right. What percentage of people said, yeah, I'll have that for breakfast? If it's there, I'll eat it for breakfast. A salad. A tossed salad. An iceberg, tomatoes, cucumbers, a little green pepper in there, a red onion. How many, with a little salad dressing on it? How many people said they would eat a salad for breakfast?
27%.
47?
27.
You should have said yes to 47 because it would have been a winner for you.
Yeah, how you like them apples?
Only 50% of the people surveyed said, yeah, I want a salad for breakfast. I would have accepted 47% to 53%. Only about half people would eat a salad. That would be last on my, one of the last things on my list, a salad for breakfast.
Yeah, that's not very appealing.
As my
it?
Grandma said, you need something that sticks to your bones. It's a cold day out there.
Yeah, but Michelle Obama said no.
Yeah.
You should have a salad.
Yeah, it's better for you. And throw in these fancy restaurants that will go and garnish your sandwich with something that's not lettuce. It looks like a plant leaf.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the heck it is.
And you know what else these people that are always pushing salads, what they don't tell you?
Yeah.
They mean a salad dry, no dressing.
Yeah, you got to have some creamy dressing on it. Got to make it taste like something.
Yeah, but they don't tell you that until it's too late.
Some bacon bits on there?
Nope. Nothing good.
Sprinkle a little sunflower seeds.
They pretty much teach you that, the worse it tastes, the better it is for you. Why is that?
I don't know.
Why do I have all these instincts that keep me alive, yet something that my body tells me, ooh, this is really good, why is that bad for me?
Who's this? Chad. Ahoy. Chad?
How you doing?
Good, buddy. You would have this for breakfast. I want within 3% of either side of the percentage of people that said, yeah, I'll have that for breakfast. Nachos. What percentage of people said, you know what, I'll have nachos for breakfast?
I'd say 56%.
You're close, but no cigar.
Well, what kind of quality are you talking?
Well, again, you're right. Now, again, based on your socioeconomic status, is this a freshly made nacho that's still piping
with
hot
all,
and
with
crispy
all the fixings?
And all the cheeses and the peppers and all that stuff? Or is it something like you get at the ball game where it's tortilla chips with hot cheese poured on it?
Yeah, where the cheese is already liquid.
Well, they said 48% said, yeah, it's an acceptable breakfast for me. Let's see if we can get one or two more in here
that's
and get
really,
a winner.
That's really what it comes down to. How hungry are you?
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
James.
James, you ready?
Ready.
All right. What percentage of people said in the survey that they have no problem having this for breakfast? A hot dog. Hot dog right there on the roll. Yeah, it's like a breakfast sausage for all we know. A hot dog. No problem having a hot dog for breakfast.
Beautiful. All American food. I love it.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm going to go 85%. 85%? 85%.
You know, I'm with you on that, buddy, but you're way off.
You know what? I could have one right now.
A hot dog?
Yeah.
I'd love. You know, Mike's Red Hot's right down the street. A bag full of them. Let's do one more. One more for a chance.
Maybe I'll send Dave down there.
For a hot dog? Where is he?
Oh, they got him doing something today. Good. I think they got him building something.
Good. Get ready to have it rebuilt again because he won't do it, right?
Oh, come on.
He won't. Ahoy, who's this? Same line. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Patrick.
Patrick, you're our last one today to chance to get a prize. What percentage of people said, yes, I'll eat that for breakfast. That don't bother me none. Chicken curry.
Ooh. 47.
Too high. Not a lot of people would want to eat chicken curry. 33% said chicken curry. So to review, 82% said chocolate cake. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich, 79%. Chicken strips and fries, 58%. Spaghetti, 56%. Oh, you know one I forgot? And this is all American, too. I'll ask you, Haney. Steak and potatoes for breakfast.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. What percentage you think said, hell yeah?
99%.
Nah, that was how I would say. Only 51%.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know. Said 51% for a burger, 50% for a salad.
I mean, if you really feel the need to pay tribute to breakfast, throw some eggs in there. Steak, eggs, and potatoes. How could you go wrong?
Nachos, 48%. Hot dog, 42%. Chicken curry, 33%. My advice to you is to stay right by your radio in just moments. We've got the safe word. Could get you a thou. We're Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
Fred and Barney. Siegfried and Roy. Ralph and Norton. Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this shit. Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney here. I just got a text from Shark Girl, and I wish Dave was around because he needs to hear it, but we'll pass word on to him. I'll read it in a second. Still got about 3.5 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in, that word being favorite, F-A-V-O-R-I-T-E, favorite. Put that word in at 96krock.com on the K-Rock mobile app or text the safe word, favorite, to 45911. Got about 3 minutes to do it. If you're the lucky winner, they'll call you. Shark Girl's coming in tomorrow. Lovely woman. She's going to give Dave a complete makeover, and she's very excited about doing it. She just has one request that she just texted to us for Dave.
Well, of course, she's doing so much. Anything we can do to help?
She said, listen, I can't stress this enough. You need to make sure Dave is clean. A bucket bath does not count. I am very sensitive to bad smells. He needs to clean with soap. Explain to him what soap is. He needs to be very clean. Well, she doesn't want to be working on him with, like, body odor.
I don't think that he needs to understand the composition of soap. I think he just needs to understand the concept that it will clean.
Yep, and how to use it. Get a lather going. Get a cloth. Wash. And again, she said a bucket bath ain't going to do it, but a very important day tomorrow for him that he needs to at least do the diamond region. That would be the face, the armpits, and the crotch.
Some people call it a whore's bath, yep. A trucker's bath.
Always start with the face first.
I thought that was patented.
The patented diamond region. Yes, it is. R. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. By the way, about 25 minutes away from our question of the week. We do it every Thursday. Love to open the lines up. It is a good one. I've tested it out on a few people, and everyone immediately has an answer and a reason for that answer. Traffic this half hour brought to you by hold on a second. Is that him calling? Ahoy.
I know what soap is, bro.
Okay. All right. She wants you clean tomorrow.
Dude, I take a shower every day.
Are you sure? I've seen you not take a shower every day.
No, there's been days where I've skipped.
Well, tomorrow's the day you need to be clean and use a washcloth with that soap and use hot water.
Okay, man, that's not a...
Okay. Jeez. Let's get you updated on traffic.
You are so distressing to him.
And I don't know why. It's just simple rules. You know, it's making the same mistakes over and over and over again, and it weighs on me. Couple of things on the board to start the day for your drive home. Fort Myers, Hit and Run, Missouri Road, and Kings Bay Boulevard. One more for you. Also, Fort Myers, Crash, the 800 block of McGregor Park Circle, right there at the McGregor Park condos. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, you're about ready to hear it because Haney's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you didn't know. And okay. If there's one thing this show is known for, we'll have some of that.
Since the beginning.
A man who took a 75-mile-an-hour fastball to the groin is now suing. Whew. A woman in California died in December at the ripe old age of 102.
Wow.
But that didn't stop DirecTV from charging her estate an early termination fee. If we have time, there's a mugshot I want you to look at.
All right. You want me to judge it?
Yes. And finally, a 40-year-old mother became convinced that her husband must be cheating on her, so she did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
Pistol whipped him with her children's Nerf guns. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter is very important to us here on the show. That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Today is a special day where we honor the unsung hero, the underappreciated. Today is National Boyfriend Day.
You hear that, ladies?
Underappreciated. Terrible position to be in.
Horrible.
You know, it's a lot of work, but...
Yeah, and underappreciated.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
Top.
...things you don't want to hear from your boyfriend.
Top things you don't want to hear from your boyfriend.
Yep, turns out I'm allergic to cats and Oprah. Well, it's not exactly real gold, but I got a great deal at the pawn shop. Hey, just between you and me, you think your sister likes me? Huh? We've been there, right, Stan?
Yeah, how is your sister doing?
Mine?
Yeah.
She's doing the best she ever did. She's doing the best that she can. She's doing the best she ever did. Now go away.
You tell her I said hi.
Oh, the two of you. I cannot imagine. You'd be a different person, I'll tell you that.
Oh, it'd be my rules.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, it would be my rules.
No, it would
not. You wouldn't get involved with our marriage. I wouldn't listen.
The hell I
You'd
wouldn't.
You'd stay out of that.
She married anybody else, I'd stay out of it. But I know what you're about. Now, see, as your compadre...
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Right.
I got no problem with what you want out of life.
Yep.
But if you want that from my sister... The answer is no.
It would have been a decision between your sister and I. Okay?
You truly...
And we sat and discussed, and we'd like you to stay out of our affairs.
That would be her decision.
No, that'd be my decision.
No,
and
that would
be
her decision.
And it would be publicly made as a mutual decision.
Nope. It'd be
no
her
quid
decision.
Pro quo.
Stan, you're happily married.
Yes, I am.
She is also married.
Yes, she...
Me and my wife.
Top things you don't want to hear from your boyfriend. I've only had sex with one woman before you. Her name is Stormy Daniels. So, kind of awkward, but... I saw a woman do this thing on the internet, and I was wondering...
I spent a lot of time on my knees.
Honey, don't worry about it. I'm fine with leaving the toilet seat down. It's the flushing thing I have trouble with. Oh, I've got a great romantic evening planned. Yeah, just as soon as I drop you off.
These are what top things you'll want to hear from your boyfriend.
Yep. If you can't handle me drunk at 10 a.m., you don't deserve my drunk at 10 p.m. best.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that dress would look so hot on me.
Don't want to hear that.
Hey, honey. Remember that time when you told me never to show anybody our sex tape because it might end up on the internet? And finally, the very top thing you don't want to hear from your boyfriend.
Yes.
Limber up, baby. It's my birthday. And that, my friends, is the Park Line.
Elvis
has left the building. All right, it's email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
By the way, somebody replying to Shark Girl's request that Dave use a bar of soap.
Mm-hmm.
Dave doesn't need a bar of soap and washcloth or a good scrubbing. That effort needs a pressure wash.
Well, he's always been able to get a hold of one. He doesn't own one, but he can always get
a hold of one.
Yep.
Yep. I asked him one time, I said, can you do my side of my condo, pressure wash it? That was 3 years ago.
And what did he say?
Sure.
But he tells everybody that.
I know. I've learned my lesson.
That's why I've been working on that with him.
This is our friend Meg. She points out.
How's she doing?
Well, she points out in this email that I attempted to read her email the other day, but Dave, as she puts it, can be a handful, and you didn't get into the meat of my email. Okay.
So is she repeating it?
Some of it, but not all of it. I won't repeat the stuff that she repeated. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. These women today really embarrass me. Keep in mind, this is a woman. A good conservative woman.
Well, a sane woman.
Yes. Remember when Obama got elected and you... Remember when Obama got elected? Did you see any conservative women march? No, you didn't. Because we either had school or jobs to go to. When President Trump got elected, the women who orchestrated these marches are nothing more than a bunch of Chubette Jenny Craig dropouts and pasty liberettes having temper tantrums. Because they now have to go back to work. Too bad that pink mesh hat looking thing isn't a brain. I'm getting also sick of these women saying we want to be equal to men. No, it's called apply yourself in life and don't be lazy. What gets me is these are the same women who have either children or grandchildren and are supposed to set an example. I don't have any offspring, and even I have some sort of common sense to know this. I made a similar post to this on Facebook around the time of President Trump's inauguration.
And how long before it was banned?
The backlash I got, and even my friends, was a real eye-opener. Signed, Meg.
And, you know, Meg makes a good point. Because when Obama was elected, it seems like everybody said, wow, this is pretty historic. We've come a long way in this country with race relations. A black man being elected president, that's great. And, you know, it seems that a lot of things that he's promised would actually be good for the country.
Yeah.
2 years in, when it became apparent what he was up to, then you had the Tea Party.
Yes.
You didn't have people from day one.
You did not. I remember yesterday I read an email from a 17-year-old listener, and I didn't say his name on the air because I didn't think it was his name. Now, he's coming back, and his email says it is 17-year-old Hendrix.
Nice.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Really? You guys didn't even know your podcasts were on Spotify?
No.
Did we get an answer to that, by the way, Rob? Did we get an answer to that? Who's putting it on Spotify?
I think they auto-upload. I'll check with Melvin again.
Okay. Auto-upload?
Yeah, what is that?
Well, because once I load them, I have to load them to a server.
Yeah.
And then we don't know what happens.
They get, well, it starts to get published everywhere. That's how it shows up in your iTunes, on your iPhone.
Oh, really?
We're on iTunes?
That's news to me.
Believe so.
All right.
I don't think that's in our contract.
It is. Most certainly is not. My wallet still feels the same. Oh, sorry.
Now, weren't you told that we're very successful?
Yes.
On the digital stuff?
Yes. Yes.
I see the numbers.
And we are successful.
Way bigger than everybody else in the building.
Thank you.
But you'd never know it.
Yeah. Like,
we're dirt.
I don't want to talk badly about the other products here, but you're like at least double to three times the amount of downloads for each podcast that we put up to everybody else in the building.
And that's in our own system.
Yep.
That's not counting Spotify
iTunes.
And iTunes and whatever one, Apple Play, whatever.
We just...
And you know what I got in my wallet right now? A dollar bill. Let's move, please. Back to Hendrix.
Well, you're the one that wanted to get married in Vegas. Anyway. I don't even have a dollar bill. I'll tell you what, that boy, that took a bite.
In other news, yep, it did. Trust me. In other news, my name is not fake, like Stan said it was. That's what they gave me since birth. You must have cool parents. Just to let you know, just to pass that along. And finally, Haney's Godsmack jokes were really funny. And thoughtful. I was wondering if he said them to their faces.
Yes.
Yeah, he did. I didn't know if he was going to get his butt kicked if he did.
Me?
No. And these were great guys. They're our age. But they, you're right. They really seemed like nice guys.
Oh, they were great.
Yep. And didn't say Go Away or any of the other songs that Haney referred to. Anyway, guys, stay classy, gentlemen. From Hendrix. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, why does everyone continue to use the term whistleblower?
Yeah, let's use the proper term. CIA mole.
Yep. I would call him snitch, or rat.
Or Brennan's butt boy.
But not a whistleblower. A whistleblower has first-hand knowledge. What is his report?
Oh, Guardian, please, get with the times. First-hand requirement was done away with all the way back in August of 2019.
A couple of weeks ago.
He didn't file until August 12th.
And why does Adam the Liar Schiff get to be appointed by Pelosi to head the committee on this issue?
It should be Fat Jerry Nadler.
Yeah, that Nadler. Look, Schiff lies so much, which is every word out of his mouth.
He's a walking joke.
He cannot be trusted. Now, guys, I'm sure you know that the dog ban that we were talking about yesterday includes all grocery stores and all retail stores. It's about time. Keep in mind, Guardian, it was just a bill, just a lonely old bill sitting on Tallahassee's Hill. It's about time. It drives me crazy seeing a damn dog sitting in a cart at a grocery store. Look, I have two dogs, a pit bull and a husky. They're great dogs. But I'll be damned if I would take them to a place to
Jesus,
eat.
Jesus, Guardian.
Or anywhere
what is
else.
Your homeowner's insurance like?
Yeah, no kidding.
Pit bull and a husky.
Yep.
How much? That's got to be like a grand.
Some don't cover them. We'll be back. Our question of the week is next.
Good Lord.
Stan and Haney.
Hey, Southwest Florida. You've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Tomorrow on this show, Dave the Waterman is going to get a complete feminine makeover. Our friend Shark Girl is going to be coming into the studio with her cosmetics. The eyeliner, the eyeshadow, the lipstick, the eyeliner, the rouge, the powders.
I just heard something quite amusing.
What?
Well, you know, we have a Spanish station here.
Yeah.
And one of the gentlemen was outside, and Dave was outside.
Speaking his language.
Yeah. And, you know, Dave thinks that he fits in with the Latin community.
He doesn't.
And so he says to the gentleman, "Orle!" You know what the guy said back to him?
What?
Yeah, yeah. Orle, Pelican Bay.
Yeah, because the Latinos here in the building laugh at him.
Yes, they do. They find him highly amusing.
Because he thinks he's speaking their language.
Yep.
He's not.
No.
And he doesn't fit in.
No.
We're going to do traffic.
Not sound.
We're going to do doesn't fit. We're going to do traffic here in just a second. But, of course, it's Thursday. We're going to pose to you our question of the week. This one I personally like, and I know everybody has an answer to it. I'll pose the question, give you a chance to call in while we do traffic, and we'll let you answer our question of the week. Here it is. What is the oldest article of clothing you still have, and do you still wear it? It might have been for some people, you know, the high school letter jacket. It might be an old concert shirt that you had when you went and saw Aerosmith in concert. Might be an old pair of shoes. Might be something that you just can't part with. What is the oldest article of clothing you still have? And do you wear it? 277-9600. It's our question of the week. What is the oldest article of clothing you still have? And do you still wear it? Let's do some traffic.
Clear it up. Clear it up.
Yeah, it's good. It's just right there, right just above the Adam's apple.
And you were fighting it. You wouldn't give in.
I'm good.
You thought you could talk through it.
I can work. 277-9600. Couple of things on the board. Got a disabled vehicle, Fort Myers, Daniels Parkway, and 6 Mile Cypress. And this one also, Fort Myers, crash. 7400 block of Pebble Beach Road. And you are up to date. You know it's in your closet. It might be the most comfortable thing you can wear. It might be something that brings back a memory. You still have it. What is the oldest article of clothing you still have? And do you wear it? I have two things that I still have that are over 40 years old. One was my high school windbreaker that has my high school insignia on it. And one is my practice jersey from when I played hockey in high school. I wore those all the time up until a certain point. Now I cannot fit into them. I fit into them for years. But I still have them. High school windbreaker and my hockey practice jersey. Still got the patch on the side with the league and the season. 1976-77. But both of them I still own, and by far the oldest pieces of clothing that I own, and I can't get rid of them. What about you? What's the oldest piece of clothing that you have that you might still wear, but you're not getting rid of?
Well, I think I still have it because, you know, over the course of my life, I've lived with a lot of women, mm-hmm. and sometimes things just disappear. But I think I still have this. It must be in a box somewhere because I know I wouldn't have gotten rid of them. Goes all the way back to when I was dating my first wife.
Uh-huh.
And it's when I was working at the shoe store. And she became aware of a sale that was going on at a rival shoe store.
So they're shoes you have.
Yeah.
What are they?
Really nice pair of black leather motorcycle style boots.
Yeah.
That I got for 99 cents.
Wow. You got to be careful with those two. I had a pair of beautiful leather shoes that I kept in the box. I had them since we started working at K-Rock. Go to pull them out of the box probably about a year, 2 years ago. And it just, all the stitching and everything was all gone on them. And it said, that's a shame because those were a nice pair of shoes.
They got to be around somewhere. Nice, nice pair of boots.
Rob, what is the oldest article of clothing you still possess? And do you ever, or can you still wear it?
Can't wear it. 2008 was my first real radio job. And so yeah. The t-shirts from the radio, I've collected them from every radio station I've worked at. So I have a whole slew of.
Incidentally, those boots, I didn't put a year on. It would have been 1989.
Yeah. 2008.
Yes.
Most of my wardrobe is older
your
than
current wardrobe.
Yes. 277-9600. What is the oldest article of clothing you still have? And do you wear it? Can you still wear it? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys. It's Justin.
Justin, oldest article of clothing.
7 years old. I got my Messier jersey when I was at the Garden, and I saw them win the cup, and I still have it and wear it to this day.
Oh, no, and you can still wear it?
Yeah, well, I mean, when I got it, it was the size of me. So it was like an actual real Messier jersey, so I had to grow into it.
Oh, nice.
And, wear it.
We're big Mark Messier fan.
Shoes. That was the first professional game I ever saw.
Quiz. See if you can do it. What team did Mark Messier play for in his first year of professional hockey?
Well, because you're a fan, I'm going to guess the Hartford Whalers.
No, but he played in the WHA. He played for the Cincinnati Stingers of the World Hockey Association. He played probably, I want to say, like 10 games. In the final year of the World Hockey Association, and then he joined Gretzky in Edmonton for a great career, and then, of course, with the Rangers.
Yeah, when the Rangers were good.
When they were good. Appreciate the call. 277-9600. Oldest piece of clothing, oldest article of clothing you still have. Ahoy, who's this?
My name is Bob.
Bob, oldest article of clothing that you still have.
I'm in the same boat as Rob, you know, roughly the same age. So my oldest piece of clothing is a shirt from 2002.
2002? Well, it's still 6 years older than Rob's. What is it?
It's a Misfit t-shirt. Misfit, the band.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. 277-9600. You get a busy signal. Realize when we finish with a caller, it frees open a line. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, this is Kyle.
Kyle, what's the oldest article of clothing you still have, and do you wear it?
So I just found it maybe 2 weeks ago, if you could believe that. It's a shirt from my first concert that my dad took me to. It was 1996, Madison Square Garden, and I saw Kiss live.
Nice! Now that's a good first concert.
That's kind of what I was thinking, and I was never allowed to wear it. He bought it, I don't even know, large, extra large, and it stayed at the bottom of a dresser that I just cleared out of a house that he was moving out of and found it.
Yeah, hang on to that.
Oh, yeah, I wore it for the first time, only once, to another, I forget the concert, but that was the only time that I wore it, but it still fits.
Good deal. You know, that was the thing when Haney and I would go to the concerts in the 70s. There were two shirts. You had the shirts that you could get on the inside, but outside they were selling those baseball jersey concert shirts. And they were paper thin, and they for the time they'd charge you a good amount for them. And you would wear them probably, well, they'd go through the wash a few times, and you tried to hang on to them for as long as you could, but they would fall apart.
I had, when I was in school, a Van Halen shirt and an AC/DC shirt, and you couldn't get them at the store. You had to buy them at the record store.
Right.
And I tried to keep those things alive, but they just, they couldn't go through the dryer.
Nope.
And, of course, my mom is not going to be hanging up my Van Halen.
She's going to put all the detergents in and then throw them in the dryer at high heat.
Yep.
And those concert shirts
they don't
just
make it.
Did not make it. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Beth.
What Beth has got something.
Beth, I hear you calling.
Yeah, Beth, oldest article of clothing you still have.
I have my husband's original Levi's jacket from when we were dating in 1985, which be around the same time we started listening to y'all, and we still listen to you.
Oh, That's great, sweetheart. And I'll tell you, in the 70s, a lot of women wear the Levi jackets now. In the 70s... A guy that had his Levi jacket. That was the coolest thing. And you would break that in like a pair of jeans.
Yeah, you were walking around like you were McCloud.
Yeah, man.
It's good and wore out. And no, he couldn't fit into it now.
Yeah, I understand that. I was at a department store. I was so close to buying it. And my wife said, you should have gotten it. They had a whole section of Levi Strauss. And in the men's section. And sure enough, right up on the rack was the men's Levi jacket, just like I used to wear in high school. And I said, "Do I get it? It's not that it's expensive, but it's not that expensive." And I said, "No, I can't. I want to, but I didn't. Something I don't need." Let's go back to the phones. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy, this is Mike.
Mike, what's the oldest article of clothing you still have, and do you wear it?
Can't wear it because it's too small, but in 1986, the Ultimate Sin Tour with Ozzy in Lakeland, Florida.
Nice
job. Concert shirts. I know a lot of people try to hang on to them, and if you can hang on to them and take care of them, like the midday girl across the hall.
Mm-hmm.
She went back to her old family's home and brought back, she wears them, all of her old concert shirts from like the late 70s and early 80s. And they bring back so many memories because you'd go to the same concert maybe in a different city and recognize that baseball jersey style, you know, 3/4 sleeve shirt.
I would always be so jealous when I'd see somebody come in with a new real concert shirt.
The
ones that had the cities on the back.
Yes, it would be. Well, that was the thing. If there was a concert that came to Hartford or Springfield and you went to the show the next day, you were wearing that concert shirt. You were wearing it.
And it'd be there, you know, October 3rd, Hartford.
Yes.
October 5th, New York City.
That was the coolest. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
This is Jim.
Kim, oldest article of clothing you still have?
Just like you, my practice hockey jersey from high school, 1984.
There you go. And the thing was, you got to keep your practice jersey, the game jerseys you had to turn in.
Yep, and my old gloves, too. So.
I still have my old Stan Mikita helmet.
There you go.
277-9600. I kept as much of my hockey equipment as I could for as long as I could, and I went into my hockey bag. I still have my hockey bag from the 70s, and zipped it open probably about 10 years ago, and everything was disintegrated. Everything.
But the smell remained.
The smell smelled just like the locker room. My socks were in there. The cup was still in there.
You don't realize how powerful smells can be.
Oh, and it takes you right back there.
Because I think I've said this before, but when my band would play at Casey's on Fort Myers Beach, we were very comfortable with the owner there. It's like the only place we'd leave our equipment set up because we'd do consecutive days there. And there was one time where we'd left it there for like two weekends and then brought it back to practice. And the bass player's walking around the room. And he pauses and he goes, "Hey, guys, is it just me or does it smell like Casey's in here all of a sudden?"
Yep, that distinct smell. And it takes you right back.
Well, Casey's had a lot of smells.
Yeah, I got embedded.
Yep. Well, it was frequented a lot by shrimpers and commercial fishermen, a lot of spilled beer and cigarettes.
You can't get that out. That will go right into a porous material.
And the room we were practicing in, it's basically just concrete. There's nothing there to attract smells, and we bring in the equipment. It's like, smells like we're right in the middle of Casey's.
Right on.
God, I miss that place.
Ahoy, who's this?
Dan.
Ahoy. Who?
This is John. Is this Stan?
This is Stan, John. What's the oldest article of clothing you still have?
Gonna take you back to the 70s. I still have a pair of OP corduroy shorts.
Nice.
Yes.
Now, I was a bolt man myself.
They only fit one leg anymore, but I still found a pair in the drawer.
Oh, absolutely. That takes us, both Haney and I, both back. And yeah, I was not an OP guy. I was a lightning bolt as well. But we both know what they were. 277-9600.
Yeah. Like shags, too.
I remember just when I first came down here, going to Ron John's.
Yep.
Getting the baggies and getting the shirts and stuff.
Yeah, I went to school with Shag's daughter.
You did?
Yeah, Shag and Dick Catry's daughter, Kim.
Year ahead of you, same age?
Same age.
Was she a looker?
Yeah.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen, this is Bob in Naples.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Good. Oldest article of clothing, Bob, that you still have.
Do you remember the jacket that John Travolta wore in Staying Alive?
The white one?
No, the black jacket when the movie opened, walking down the street.
Yes.
Well, I bought one of those in like 1983 in Philadelphia at a flea market. And I still have that thing, still can wear it, had it repaired a couple of times.
Yeah, well, you know, you can tell by the way he used that walk. He's a woman's man.
Yeah.
No time to talk.
I don't know. I almost disqualify that because you bought it at a yard sale that was owned by somebody else. I don't know. It's nice to have, but you didn't acquire it yourself at that moment.
He bought it.
At a yard sale. A lot of stuff I can get at a yard sale.
But it was in 83.
Yeah. Didn't that Staying Alive come out in 83? Saturday Night Fever came out in like 76, 77, 78.
Oh, he was talking about the sequel.
Which was a bomb.
Yeah.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. It's Howard. How you doing today?
Howard, you're our last one for the segment. What's the oldest article of clothing you still have?
Even though the numbers and the stripes are far off, I still have my NFL Walter Payton jersey from the early 80s.
Ah, sweetness, sweetness. And do you ever try to put it on?
I put it on for the Bears games once in a while. I usually take it off when they're losing.
Well, Haney did that with a pair of thigh-high socks.
Nothing wrong with a good pair of tube socks.
If you would like to answer our question of the week, do so at ahoy@stanandhaney.com. ahoy@stanandhaney.com. What's the oldest article of clothing you still have, and can you wear it? Mark Haney in the news is next. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right.
just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We'll check traffic here for you in just a second. Mark Haney in the news on the way. Rob's show will have the 6 o'clock safe word for you. But I want to tell you about something that's coming up Friday, October 11th. 96 K-Rock presents Adelita's Way with special guests, the Black Moods and Blacklight District. It's going to happen at everybody's favorite place, the Buddha in Fort Myers. Tickets are only $10 in advance, and yes, at the Buddha, you can upgrade a little bit to VIP tickets, which include a meet and greet. They're just $25. And if you want to purchase tickets, go to 96krock.com or on the K-Rock mobile app, and then you can go see Adelita's Way at the Buddha in Fort Myers, October 11th.
Stan, you know, during the question of the week, it came up where the guy was talking about seeing Kiss.
Yeah.
And I almost said something about it then, but I wanted to wait to let Dave tell you what Kiss is up to now. Because I can't independently confirm this. I heard it from Dave, so I'll let him tell you.
So take it for what it's worth.
No, this is legit, bro. So this morning I got an alert and I took a look and Kiss.
You get alerts for Kiss?
Occasionally. Well, rock news in general. When it's something breaking, you know.
All right, just get to the point.
Yeah, no problem, Stan. So Kiss is performing in Australia, New Zealand on their Southern Hemisphere tour, whatever they're calling it. And they're going to jam underwater offshore of a famous shark reef. In Australia. So they're playing
a
show.
Would that be the Great Barrier Reef?
No, it's not the Great Barrier. They're playing at some reef that's very prone Sharky. To great white sharks. So they're playing for a group.
Underwater.
Underwater for a group of great white sharks. What do you think of that, Stan? Does that impress you? Shut up.
Traffic. This half hour brought to you by Anger Management Rage Room. Could use that right
yeah,
now.
Me too.
Cypress Lake Drive, Fort Myers. More info so you can go bust things up. amrageroom.com. Couple of things on the board. Let's see. In Estero, disabled vehicle, I-75 northbound at Corkscrew Road. Fort Myers, a crash. Whiskey Creek Drive and College Parkway. And you are up to date.
Boy, you're not easily impressed. Did you hear what he said?
Kinda.
Yeah, what do you think? Kiss, great white sharks, underwater jamming.
Mark Haney and the news brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Charles Kuralt in New York. Eric Severide in Miami Beach. Charles Collingwood in London, George Herman in Washington, Marvin Kalb in Washington, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, and Daniel Shore in Washington.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today.
Oh!
The hell was that?
He tried again.
For today, Turds Day.
October.
Turd.
Double M X I X.
Telling it like it is, or what's the point?
Rip the knob off. All right. It's Rocktober.
Yeah.
Rocktober.
Yeah.
Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay. Things I didn't know, Dave and his update on Kiss, which made absolutely no sense. Now, there's probably something happening. It doesn't affect us locally, and he doesn't know their hemisphere lower area tour
right on.
At the reef.
Let me tell you.
With sharks.
Check it out.
Right on. I just wanted to spread the news around, let you Kiss lovers know all about it. What the hell was that?
Everything.
Stan, are you familiar with the phrase, blowing smoke up your ass?
I am.
Do you know where that comes from?
I do not. It's a good phrase.
It comes from the late 1700s, when doctors would give
tobacco enemas to drowning victims in an attempt to resuscitate them. Now, I don't know what the logic was. Yeah. That's just what we know.
Yeah, that's crazy talk right there. They're dead. They drowned. Let's blow smoke up their ass.
That'll fix it.
Yep. Rob, what's that thing about KISS? Now, what is it?
It says that they're going to play their first ever show for great white sharks. Welcome to Shark Rock City, where KISS will perform a live set off the southern coast of Australia to entice sharks who love the low-frequency sounds of rock and roll. It's going to take place on November 18th in Port Lincoln. You can board a boat at 6:30 a.m. The cruise will go along the coastline, and then the band takes the stage. Don't say when.
Makes perfect sense.
Underwater?
Yeah. Are they going
to
be
As KISS rocks out above water, you'll be able to see what's going on underneath.
Okay. So they're going to be on like a glass bottom boat.
Exactly.
So are they going to drop like the PA in the water?
No, the vibrations from the boat, just the sound waves skirting across the water.
KISS did release a video if you want me to play it. It's a minute long.
If it's a minute long.
Yeah. Well, let me roll them.
Everything in my life that's ever been good has happened because of the ocean.
I thought he was going to say KISS.
When I was young, I saw marine life in theme parks in captivity. Now I recognize how harmful it is for them. We do things a little differently here. We put humans in cages, sharks swim free, and the humans are here to entertain the sharks. We put speakers underwater.
Ah, underwater heat.
We crank the amp up, and we play rock music. Vibration goes out and brings the sharks in from great distances. Everybody has a great day. I wanna rock and
roll all night. It looks like they will be underwater.
We're going to do something totally crazy, and it's going to be absolutely epic.
They're going to play on the boat. The speakers are going to go under the water.
No, they got a platform that goes under the water.
Yeah, for people to observe. That doesn't mean the band's going to be hooked. Maybe it does. I don't know.
If I know Gene Simmons,
yeah, he's and going I underwater. Do,
yeah, he's going underwater.
But now I know what this is now.
Well, what is it?
Something stupid. But I'll tell you this. That was explained to me better than what I heard from Egg Yolk.
Why would you say that? I thought Egg Yolk did a pretty good job of explaining it.
No, he didn't.
Who doesn't love the smell of fresh-cut grass?
I like this. I'm allergic to a lot of it, but I love the smell of... I've been smelling it all my life when my old man said, get out and mow the lawn.
Do you know what that smell is?
I read this somewhere... I don't know if I read it in a magazine or I read it or saw it on TV or something. That's the grass crying.
Yes.
Yes.
It's the grass is assuming you didn't mean to do it. And so it releases a chemical to let you know I'm dying here.
And then you go
a little
through,
courtesy.
Yeah. You throw a little water and fertilizer on it and says, thank you. But I thought it was like the grass was screaming or something.
Yeah, it's the grass releasing a chemical to let you know in case you didn't mean to.
We'll help you.
Whoa! Whoa! Now, Stan, I know that you know all about this, but some people might not. If you know your history, it is very easy to see parallels between the presidency of Andrew Jackson and the presidency of Donald Trump. Mainly because both of them were thought to be a man of the people that weren't part of the establishment.
Correct.
The White House was totally open to the public through the early 1900s.
Yep.
It was the people's house. You're there. You can go in, do what you want.
You could go, walk up to the White House, walk into the White House, and say you would like to speak to the president.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, if he had an appointment available in his office hours, you could go and a secretary would say, there is somebody here to see you, Mr. President. And you would go into his office.
Mm-hmm. Well, Andrew Jackson had to spend his first night as a president in the local hotel because it was estimated there were 20,000 people partying in and around the White House after his inauguration, and they were considered far too rowdy.
Yep, he threw the doors open. It was just a big, huge party. Everything was going on in there.
Everything.
Everything.
But you know what? That's the way it should be.
Yeah, and that's the way it was intended until somebody, over the years, they had to go and restrict it, because idiots ruin it for everybody else.
Stan, I don't know that I'd call the CIA idiots, but I understand what you mean.
Well, they're still allowed free reign in that place. But yeah, at first, and then, of course, up until, you know, mid-20th century, you could walk by the White House and walk on the lawn and all that, because then they had to go and put the fence up. Then they had to go put a higher fence up. Then there had to be, it gradually turned to the point now where you have just a super high wall and you can look at it.
Well, if you think about it, we've grown up calling it the White House. But it used to be known as the People's House.
The People's House.
No longer. You know, if there's one thing this show is known for, it's
since the very beginning now,
something
mind you.
Or other.
Yep.
Hershey's has announced that they've just made their first ever beer.
Well, the people put chocolate in beer.
They've teamed up with Yingling to make Yingling Hershey's Chocolate Porter.
Yeah.
They say the chocolate beer will be available at bars and restaurants in the Midwest and East Coast from now until Valentine's.
Yeah, that's another one. Yingling, another one. People go and can have it everywhere now, and it's on the menu when you order a beer. Back a decade ago, it was strictly a Pennsylvania beer.
Mm-hmm. Coca-Cola made a big announcement. They have finally decided that the time is right to bring Coke energy drink to the United States. It is already available in 25 other countries. But now they feel it's ready for the big leagues. It'll debut with four flavors. Original.
Is that cola?
I would think. Cherry, sugar-free original,
ooh,
and sugar-free cherry.
Brilliant.
114 milligrams of caffeine per can, which is three times the amount in a normal can of Coke. And about the same amount as coffee.
All right.
So there you go. If there's right one there. Thing this show is known always. For, in a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Jason and Todd invite you to join them this weekend as Verragio, one of America's top bridal designers, will join the Diamond District with their entire collection of stunning engagement and wedding rings. Verragio has always been on the forefront of design and technology, and by pushing the limits of innovation, Verragio gives you an unparalleled level of quality, comfort, and craftsmanship. Jason and Todd are excited to meet you personally, and along with your purchase of any Verragio ring, valued at $2,500 or more, you'll receive a free pair of 1-carat total weight diamond stud earrings valued at $1,500. If you're in love and ready to be engaged, there is no better weekend to visit the Diamond District. Jason and Todd are also offering 12 months interest-free financing. This is big! View the entire collection of Verragio engagement and wedding rings. Purchase any Verragio ring for $2,500 or more and receive free 1-carat total weight diamond stud earrings valued at $1,500. Only with the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
It never ends.
Of course not.
And what I mean by that is, you know, you have your job. Maybe you're a parent. You got to look after the kids and whatnot. That's easily enough understood. What I'm talking about is just dealing with bills and taxes and paperwork.
Life's BS.
And just time-wasting nonsense.
Yep.
And it never, ever ends.
Ever.
A woman named Isabel Albright from San Lorenzo, California, died in December at the age of 102.
Aww.
The family was recently going through her final mail, and they found a bill from DirecTV charging Isabel a, quote, early termination fee.
Unbelievable.
Even though she died at the age of 102, they still charged her family $160 because by dying at 102, she had reneged on the 2-year contract she'd started so her nurse would have something to watch. DirecTV kept telling the family they better pay up. That is, until Isabel's family did the smart thing.
What's that?
Oh, you probably might think I'm talking about, you know, going to a lawyer or trying to explain.
Yeah.
No, they did the smart thing.
What?
They went to the local TV news.
Ah! Fast action. I learned that way back in the day when Pete Scovel used to
host the Troublemaker segment.
Walk around this town.
Yep.
Haney personally drove him out.
Well, there wasn't room for the both of us.
Sure wasn't.
And of course, my famous quote, bring me the head of Pete Scovel.
Yep.
And they did.
Yep.
We called him up when he was on a job interview.
Yep.
Got him fired.
Yep. Think he had to leave the country.
Well, let's not get carried away. Although I've heard that's true, I can't confirm it. So they went to the ABC station in San Francisco, and then DirecTV agreed to waive the fee, saying, quote, we have apologized to the family and resolved this. Nothing to see here, folks. But don't think you'll get the same treatment unless you go to the local TV news. It's been a while since we've had you judge a mugshot, Stan.
All right, Haney.
And I'm hoping, Rob, that we can get the picture only. I don't want anything given away. I want Stan to view the mugshot and pronounce.
I'll turn away, as a matter of fact.
All right.
I'll turn away.
We have the mugshot. Pronounce sentence on this man.
Can I turn around now?
Yes.
Oh, he's guilty. What the hell's he doing? His eyes are closed and his tongue is out. He's guilty. Whatever he did, he's guilty.
Do you have any idea what he might have done?
Something. I just looking at him, would fall in the category of perv.
Right again, Stan.
I am right. Look at him.
Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma, recently arrested 78-year-old Stephen Olson. Why was he arrested?
How old was he?
78.
Yeah, he looks it. Why was he arrested?
He was arrested for pleasuring himself in public on Tuesday. Jeez. And it's not the first time. In a police news release, they referred to him as a, quote, chronic masturbator.
Yeah, got himself a sheet.
And if that wasn't bad enough, Stephen's mugshot is now going viral because his facial expression appears that he's not done yet.
Yep. Still engaging. Something is giving him pleasure.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman,
Mark Haney.
Bill, they need to take him to the vet and just put him down.
Yep, put him to sleep.
Yeah, he's like an old dog that's lost all control of himself.
Yeah, because a lot of people ask me, what did you do when, not the last, but when Dorian was around, because I had to go to the wedding, but when Irma was coming in, it direct hit. Mm-hmm. They said, Stan, what did you do? We know you're an animal lover. You had three dogs and a cat. Mm-hmm. What did you do with them? I said, I did the right thing.
Yes,
when
you
I
saw did. The storm, you were an animal lover.
Yes, when I saw the storm coming, I had all three of my dogs and my cat put down.
Spare them the trauma.
Yep. Did the right thing.
Well, that's called being humane.
Exactly.
And a responsible pet owner.
Thank you, Haney.
Be sure to have all your pets euthanized.
Yep. You don't want to have them left around in rubble.
Yep.
Do the right thing. Have them put down. One of them was just a pup.
Wonder if we could get Drew Carey on that. Hey, folks, and always remember, euthanize those pets. Good night, everybody. Did I say Bill?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to catch hell about it if I didn't. A 40-year-old mother in northern Louisiana recently grew suspicious that her husband was cheating on her. Now, we don't know what gave her this idea or whether she was right. What we do know is that things came to, well, a bit of a head on Monday night when she began pistol whipping her husband, utilizing two of their children's Nerf guns.
Oh, the brutality.
He says she accused him of cheating, and they began arguing about it. Then, according to him, quote, without warning, she grabbed the plastic guns and began raining down hell upon his head. At that point, he fled the home as she chased him down the street in full hysteria.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
When police arrived, she was in the driveway, still holding a Nerf weapon in each hand.
Oh, my God.
And she readily admitted she attacked him for cheating on him. He ended up with minor scrapes and cuts on his face and arms. And now she is facing charges of domestic battery and child endangerment because the kids were home when it happened. And we still don't know if he did a damn thing.
Yeah, I'm just looking at her mugshot. If you bring down the pop-up ad, look at her. This woman's capable of anything.
That's cold blood.
That's cold blood running through those veins. Cold blood.
Lucky he didn't lose an eye.
Damn right.
Or worse.
Dun, dun, dun.
And that's the news for today, Thursday,
October.
Turd.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is.
There he is. Little Mark Haney telling it like it is.
Been doing it a long time.
Yep. Okay? Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Safe here. I've got you covered.
96 K-Rock.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Tomorrow, big show. Dave is going to get a complete lady makeover.
It'll be so great for his self-esteem.
It will. With the eyeshadow, the rouge. My wife just wanted to know if they're going to be contouring you, and we'll ask Shark Girl to contour you.
I don't know. Maybe we can get him one of those vampire facials.
What's that?
That's what Kim Kardashian does, where they drain the blood from her face and then smear it all over
her. We'll do that. Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, that's one of the procedures that illegal doctor did.
Oh, really? The vampire facial?
Yeah, they drain the blood from your face and smear it all over you.
Right on. And what's it supposed to do?
Nothing.
Okay.
It's just Kim Kardashian does it.
Let's get you updated one last time on traffic for your drive home. Brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Naples. Couple of things on the board. Three things, actually. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Crash, 10,000 block of Sugar Mill Court. They even go right down to the unit number.
What is it?
Unit 52C.
Thank you.
Disabled vehicle, Fort Myers, Daniels Parkway and Metro Parkway, and here in Estero. Crash, I-75 southbound and Corkscrew Road. And you are up to date.
You know, Stan, I'd like to share with you one of my favorite songs. It's an oldie but a goodie, okay. And it means so much to me.
Right.
I'll be down to see you in the fallout shelter, baby.
Yeah.
About half past 1983. Just in case we're here to stay, I got 13 cases of Perrier.
Catch on, catch
on. Down to see you in the fallout shelter, baby.
Yeah.
Civil defense with you seems mighty grand. You put on your glad rags and we'll dance around the sandbags while the guy your counter clicks to beat the band.
Yeah.
We'll get comfy and cozy. After 7 years, we'll be common law, man and wife, I guess. What it is I'm trying to ask you is, what are you doing the rest of plutonium half-life?
Aw, oh, dance, Dave.
Get it.
Come on.
You put on your glad rags, we'll dance around the sandbag. Counter clicks to beat the band.
I'll be down to see you in the fallout shelter, baby. You better be ready about half past 1983. Just in case we're here to stay,
I got 13 cases of Perrier.
We'll sip a toast to Judgment Day.
Bottoms up, bombs away.
Tell me true without a doubt.
Time is simply running out.
Be it a bomb or all out melter, you won't go down to the fallout shelter with anyone else.
Not with anyone else.
You won't go down with anyone else but me, me, me.
Oh, what a toe tapper.
Yeah, it means so much.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
When guys complain about gold diggers, it's tricky because to us the solution is so obvious. It's like, if you're worried about gold diggers, I have an idea. How about just date women with their own gold? I don't know. Maybe stop dating 18-year-olds that need a Kickstarter campaign just to eat dinner. Maybe just date adults with jobs. I don't know. Also, it's very ironic to me when guys complain about gold diggers, because you know you were the original gold diggers, right? You know your great-great-grandfather's got a bunch of shovels and started digging up actual gold before women were allowed to leave the house. I would love to dig for gold the old-fashioned way and get like a pickaxe, like a salad strainer, and go get my own gold, but you guys took it all and you refused to share. So now we're gonna have to do this the hard way and be in a bad relationship for 2 years and hope that you cheat on me. And I feel like I can say that because I have had a guy use me for my gold before. And I've noticed when you hear the word gold digger, you always think of a woman right away. Men use women for their money, too. They're not called gold diggers. They're called, like, backup dancers. Do they have, like, a jaunty name?
Have yourselves a great evening. Rob Show taking over at 6 o'clock. He will have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you a thou. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Laughter is very important to us here on the show. That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock Fluffer, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Today is a special day where we honor the unsung hero, the underappreciated. Today is National Boyfriend Day.
You hear that, ladies? Underappreciated.
Terrible position to be in.
Horrible.
You know, it's a lot of work, but...
Yeah, and underappreciated.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
Top.
...things you don't want to hear from your boyfriend.
Top things you don't want to hear from your boyfriend.
Yep, turns out I'm allergic to cats and Oprah. Well, it's not exactly real gold, but I got a great deal at the pawn shop. Hey, just between you and me, you think your sister likes me? Huh? We've been there, right, Stan?
Yeah, how is your sister doing?
Mine?
Yeah.
She's doing the best she ever did. She's doing the best that she can. She's doing the best she ever did. Now go away.
You tell her I said hi.
Oh, the two of you. I cannot imagine. You'd be a different person, I'll tell you that.
Oh, it'd be my rules.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, it would be my rules.
No, it
and
would
you
not.
You wouldn't get involved with our marriage. I wouldn't listen.
The hell I
You'd
wouldn't.
You'd stay out of that.
She married anybody else, I'd stay out of it. But I know what you're about. Now, see, as your compadre...
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Right.
I got no problem with None. What you want out of life.
Yep.
But if you want that from my sister, the answer is no.
It would have been a decision between your sister and I. Okay?
You truly...
And we sat and discussed, and we'd like you to stay out of our affairs.
That would be her decision.
No, that'd be my decision.
No,
and
that would
be
her decision.
And it would
be
publicly made as a mutual decision.
Nope. It'd be
no
her decision.
No quid pro quo.
Stan, you're happily married.
Yes, I am.
She is also married.
Yes, she
is. Me and my wife.
Top things you don't want to hear from your boyfriend. I've only had sex with one woman before you. Her name is Stormy Daniels. So, kind of awkward, but I saw a woman do this thing on the internet, and I was wondering...
I spent a lot of time on my knees.
Ah, honey, don't worry about it. I'm fine with leaving the toilet seat down. It's the flushing thing I have trouble with. Oh, I've got a great romantic evening planned.
Yeah,
just as soon as I drop you off.
These are what top things you want to hear from your boyfriend.
Yep. If you can't handle me drunk at 10 a.m., you don't deserve my drunk at 10 p.m. best.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that dress would look so hot on me.
Don't want to hear that.
Hey, honey. Remember that time when you told me never to show anybody our sex tape because it might end up on the internet? And finally, the very top thing you don't want to hear from your boyfriend.
Yes.
Limber up, baby. It's my birthday. And that, my friends, is the Park Line.
Elvis
has left the building.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.